Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include: Falun Gong brings positive light to human rights relay in Hong Kong; mother of UK resident arrested for practicing Falun Gong; New Zealand, Falun Dafa practitioners in 15 Christmas parades this holiday season; Switzerland, residents show support for grassroots efforts to stop the persecution of Falun Gong; she was just 17 years old; and Puerto Rico, introducing Falun Dafa at Vegan Festival in Guayama. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong brings positive light to human rights rally in Hong Kong. A rally to guard human rights and end persecution was held in Hong Kong on December 8, 2019, just ahead of the 70th International Human Rights Day. Falun Gong practitioners gathered on Edinburgh Square and called on Beijing to end its 20-year-long persecution of practitioners in China. Influential politicians from Hong Kong and Taiwan spoke at the rally to show their support for practitioners' efforts to end the persecution. Practitioners exercised together in the morning. They then held up signs, banners, and posters to get the rally started. Mr. Kan Hung Cheung, spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association, spoke at the rally. He said that the world can recognize the CCP's evil nature through its suppression of democracy and freedom in Hong Kong. What has happened in Hong Kong shows exactly how far the CCP will go when it comes to cracking down on its people, including Falun Gong practitioners, he said. The persecution of Falun Gong is one of the biggest human rights disasters of this century. Mr. Khan called on people of the world to increase their efforts to help stop the persecution and bring the culprits to justice. He said he hoped that people everywhere would play their parts to peacefully bring an end to the communist organizations and bring a positive light to China and the world. Mr. Wu Chi-wai, a Hong Kong legislator, condemned the CCP's indifference to its people's welfare. He called the CCP out for using weapons and political power to hurt law-abiding citizens. Richard Tsui, vice chairman of the Hong Kong Alliance in Support of Patriotic Democratic Movements of China, said Falun Gong is currently the most severely persecuted group in China. Mr. Tsui praised Falun Gong practitioners for their peaceful and rational protests over the past 20 years. He also thanked practitioners for supporting the people in Hong Kong during their fight for freedom and democracy amidst the turmoil of the anti-extradition law movement.
Mother of UK resident arrested for practicing Falun Gong. The mother of a United Kingdom resident was arrested for her faith in Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline that has been persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime since 1999. Ms. Han Fei, 49, is a resident of Pingfang Township, Beijing. She was arrested on December 4, 2019, when she returned home from work. Ms. Li Hui, a UK resident and Ms. Han's daughter, said she called her mother on December 4th, but no one responded. She was able to contact her father at around 6 a.m. on December 5th. The family home was a mess after the police raided it. Ms. Han's Falun Gong books, informational materials, computer, and printer were missing. Ms. Li's husband learned from a neighbor that about 10 police officers arrived in two cars at around 5 p.m. on December 4th, arrested his wife, and took her away in handcuffs. Ms. Han's husband went to the Pingfang Township Police Station on December 5th to inquire about her case. The police said that his wife was arrested because someone reported to them that she practices Falun Gong. They refused to disclose her detention location. Ms. Han's husband managed to find out the next day that she had been sent to the Chaoyang District Detention Center. He was not allowed to visit her. A week before Ms. Han was arrested, a group of people stopped by her house and asked if she had a house for rent. After Ms. Han was arrested, her husband realized that those people might have been police officers or 610 office agents who had been monitoring her. The 610 office is an extra-legal agency created specifically to persecute Falun Gong. This isn't the first time that Ms. Han has been targeted for her faith. She was given 2 years of forced labor prior to the Beijing Olympics in 2008. The police continued to harass her after she was released in 2010. Ms. Li is calling on the international community to help rescue her mother, and she is also demanding that the police release her mother immediately.
New Zealand. Falun Dafa practitioners in 15 Christmas parades this holiday season. Falun Dafa practitioners in New Zealand have had a very busy holiday season, bringing beautiful music and traditional Chinese culture to community Christmas parades throughout the country. On the weekend of December 7th and 8th, Dafa practitioners participated in 6 Christmas parades, 5 in the North Island, in Hamilton and 4 Auckland suburbs, and 1 in the South Island city of Christchurch. Altogether, they have been invited to participate in 15 Christmas parades this holiday season. The Tianguo Marching Band, Dragon Dance Team, and Waist Drum Team have been warmly received by the communities throughout these events. In Palmerston North, a city in the North Island, the practitioners received an award for their performance in the parade on Sunday, December 1st. A photograph of the Waist Drum Team was published in the Manawatu Standard, the largest newspaper in the region. This was the 5th year that Falun Dafa practitioners have received an award for their participation in the parade. Erica Stanford, member of the New Zealand Parliament in the House of Representatives for the National Party, said that the Tianguo Marching Band's performance was really awesome and their music was excellent. Mrs. Stanford was glad to see Falun Gong practitioners in the parade, remarking that they set a good example of cultural diversity and contributed toward a great community. Lisa Osamani and Anne Donovan took part in the parade to support an animal welfare organization. They had already heard about the persecution of Falun Dafa in China and have seen videos on the internet about the Chinese regime forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. Ms. Osamani said that the brutality in China was shocking. "This organ harvesting is the cruelest thing I've ever heard of. Those surgeons blindly follow orders and do not even think about what they are doing," she said, adding that many people throughout the world are still unaware of China's human rights atrocities. Ms. Osamani had seen the Tianguo Marching Band in her activities in Auckland and said that their performance was magnificent. Ben McMurdrin applauded the practitioners and had great things to say about the Tianguo Marching Band. "I can tell they have brought great music and really put in a lot of effort," he remarked. "Their costumes are wonderful and the melodies are perfect. I'm enjoying it very much."
Switzerland. Residents show support for grassroots efforts to stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners conducted activities in a popular shopping area in downtown Geneva on December 7th. They introduced the ancient spiritual practice and exposed the Chinese Communist Party's persecution. They also collected signatures to protest the persecution. One woman said after signing the petition, "We support you. You must keep doing this. If we do not support your efforts against this persecution today, it might be us who are persecuted tomorrow." A Chinese student listened as a practitioner talked about the persecution. She said she was afraid, as Falun Gong is banned in China. The practitioner told her that the CCP spreads propaganda to defame Falun Gong. The practitioner also told her about the staged self-immolation on Tiananmen Square to frame Falun Gong and arouse hatred toward the practice. The student was appalled. "I have never heard this. From now on, I won't be afraid. Falun Dafa is good." A middle-aged man asked several questions about Falun Gong and said he wished to learn the practice. When he learned about the CCP's persecution, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners, he immediately signed the petition to protest the brutalities.
She was just 17 years old. Everyone has special memories of being 17. Some teenagers follow movie or music stars. Others study hard, preparing to attend university. One girl decided to assume the burden of running her family's factory on her slender shoulders when she was just 17. Where did she get such courage and ability? The economy in Taiwan boomed in the 1960s when manufacturers began exporting goods to foreign companies. Although the profit margins were small, small factories produced large quantities for export. Countless hardworking entrepreneurs made it all happen. UC Zheng's father was one of those countless small business owners. From my earliest memories, my father was busy all the time. My parents established an injection molding factory. They took orders, made molds, and the machines ran day and night, she recalled. The family had a house, but her father almost always slept in the factory. Many nights, father and daughter drove a truck to deliver the orders. Other nights, UC fell asleep in the car while her father met with clients. Through her own experiences, UC understood that life was not carefree or easy. In 2005, her father came home with a book with a golden cover. Her parents had explored cultivation practices for many years, but had never found one that was satisfactory. That day, her father was very excited and said, "I found the true way, the true Tao." UC was in fifth grade that year and read the book Juan Falun in one day. She learned the five exercises the next day and could immediately meditate with both legs crossed. I remember the day when father first sat on our sofa and encouraged mother and me to practice diligently. When UC was in high school, her father began having health issues, had trouble breathing, and had to have part of his windpipe removed. He could no longer speak, and her mother was busy attending to the factory. UC quit school to help with the factory the following year. She was just 17. The factory was very busy. The father and daughter visited their clients. Her father could only whisper, and UC translated. After a couple of years, UC assumed the responsibility of running the business. The family business grew, and they gradually began paying off their old debts. UC has become a confident and capable young entrepreneur. Besides managing the factory, she also helps promote Shen Yun and clarifies the truth about Falun Dafa to her clients. She plans to return to school to enhance her professional skills.
Puerto Rico, introducing Falun Dafa at Vegan Festival in Guayama. The Inter-American University of Puerto Rico in the southern town of Guayama hosted a Vegan Festival where Falun Dafa practitioners introduced the ancient Chinese meditation practice, raised awareness of the persecution by the Chinese Communist Party, and launched a petition to the Honorable Samuel D. Brownback, U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom. Gathered together were health food vendors, fitness coaches, naturopaths, chiropractors, dietitians, families, students, teachers, and people of all ages seeking a healthier, more responsible, and spiritual lifestyle. Many attendees were pleasantly surprised to find spiritual wellness also included in a vegan festival. Many who came to the practitioner's table discovered Falun Dafa for the first time. They watched the exercise demonstration, asked questions, and read the brochures and books with great interest. Among the practitioners' exhibits were several excerpts from Falun Dafa books, including a paragraph from the book Falun Gong, in which Master Li Hongzhi teaches, quote, "We should have a compassionate and merciful heart," unquote. Many stopped and read it through to the end, smiled, and nodded in approval. Attendees wanted to know more about the persecution of faith in China, and were startled and disturbed as they read about the torture, forced labor, brainwashing, mass arrests, and forced organ harvesting carried out by the Chinese regime. They did not hesitate to sign the petition. The practitioner's booth was located near the door of the School of Nursing. Several students and teachers were appalled to find exhibits implicating their profession in crimes against humanity in China. They read attentively and were lost for words. The practitioners were invited to demonstrate the Falun Dafa exercises. They explained how these slow, gentle movements can transform the body. Those who chose to try the second exercise, the Falun Standing Stance, commented afterward that the exercise left them feeling cheerful, calm, and tranquil. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.